From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ugrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, August 24th, 2026. Vice President J.D. Vance used his visit to Brewer today to campaign for Republican 2nd District candidate Paul LePage and defend the Trump administration as it stares down prospective losses in this year's midterm elections. It was Vance's second visit to the state in 3 months. His 30-minute speech was heavy on attacks against Democrats, who he says are overrun with, quote, crazy socialists who want to unwind Trump's policies and make Americans dependent on the government.
What I'm asking is that you send an independent voice, a voice for Maine. You send somebody who's going to fight for you and against the fraud. Send Paul LePage to Congress, and let's get to work to save our country. God bless you. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, guys.
LePage also spoke at the rally and focused on his record as a two-term governor. He's attempting to make another political comeback after failing to win back the governor's office in 2022. LePage is taking on State Auditor Matt Dunlap. Both hope to claim the seat currently held by Democratic Congressman Jared Golden. Meantime, 2nd District Congressional hopeful Matt Dunlap says Vice President J.D. Vance and the Trump administration are focusing on charges of welfare fraud to deflect from the economic challenges facing Americans. While campaigning for Republicans in Brewer, Vance said that Dunlap, who is the state auditor, had turned Maine into one of the country's, quote, fraud capitals. Dunlap called that, quote, a lie, and said the state auditor's office reports suspected fraud to Maine's attorney general's office for additional investigation or prosecution.
You know, these allegations are a deflection from the real issues that people are facing, which is soaring costs of health care, heating oil, gasoline, groceries. And, you know, they want to throw a distraction of a possible fraud allegation that somehow we miss as if that's the cause of their problems.
Maine's 2nd District is a top priority for both parties as they fight for control of the House. The ACLU of Maine is declaring a victory for free speech after the creator of a popular social media account was allowed to attend Vance's rally in Brewer today. Amanda McGonigal of Massachusetts operates the Cats on a Couch social media account, which has been critical of Vance. She was denied entry to his event in Maine last spring by Secret Service agents. She claims told her, quote, we know where you stand. McGonigal sued and the ACLU of Maine sought a preliminary injunction to ensure she could attend future vice presidential events. The ACLU says the Trump administration agreed to let her attend today's event. McGonigal created Cats on a Couch following Vance's comment about childless cat ladies in 2024. Collapsed trade talks between the U.S. and Canada have resulted in 50% tariffs from the Trump administration on $20 billion of Canadian imports. And now Prime Minister Mark Carney is promising matching tariffs on U.S. imports beginning September 8th. Lee Humphrey, the president of Eastern Maine Development Corporation, says the folly of the trade war is hurting workers and families.
The businesses we work with are facing economic hardships now. And I think there's a general feeling that these transactional one-sided trade policies compounded with trash talking is harming our relationship and our reliability with partners. And that starts with Canada.
Humphrey fears rising costs of wood products and energy may lead companies to lay off workers. He says the war in Iran and federal cuts continue to generate economic uncertainty for businesses and consumers. Meantime, in Brewer, Vice President Vance did little to tamp down the war of words and at one point stoked fear among Canadians that President Donald Trump aims to absorb the country as the 51st state.
Canada is a state. Sorry. Freudian slip. That was actually an accident.
While Vance said the Trump administration is mindful of the close ties between Maine and Canada, he also said the country is entirely dependent on the U.S. military for protection against foreign invasion. The trade dispute has made Maine political leaders uneasy, including Republican Senator Susan Collins, who says the whipsaw of tariffs is creating uncertainty for businesses. Nearly 4,500 unionized workers at Bath Iron Works have ratified a new 5-year contract that they say will improve wages and benefits. The contract includes a 17% wage increase in the first year, along with annual 4% increases for the duration of the contract. Tim Suter is president of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local S6 Union. He says the lack of concessions in the agreement makes the contract historic.
Not only did we secure great wages and control health care costs and increase shift premiums, we were also able to do all that without losing language that we fought for years.
The contract went into effect today and will run until 2031. In a statement, the president of General Dynamics Bath Ironworks says the agreement demonstrates a commitment to retaining an experienced workforce. And as students head back to school, some may find themselves playing on sports teams with players from other districts. Michael Bisson, who runs the Interscholastic Division at the Maine Principals Association, says as enrollments have declined, schools have had to work together to field full teams.
This week, with the first week of practices, we've had a number of schools say, geez, we thought we were going to have 23 kids. We've only got 12. We need to co-op with a neighboring school that's struggling for numbers. So we get those calls a lot.
Bisson says hockey and football are the sports teams most often needing players from other schools to field a full team. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, workforce development in Maine. I'm Nicole Ugrisco. Thanks for listening.